So I'm here with Anna Merrifield, who is the Publicity Director of Music is Love. So Anna, can you tell our star listeners what to expect from the Music is Love Warm Water event this Friday?
Well, I think they can expect a very good event. We've got a brilliant band called the French Wives coming from Glasgow. They're kind of an indie pop band. They've played at big festivals in the US, and they're a really, really good, lively band. They're being supported by Echofield, who are obviously a student band, so there'll be lots of people that they'll be bringing along. It's good to support local music here, local music promotion and local music acts, so it'd be really good to come along for those guys. And then after the main event, we've got DJing from, it's called Notorious BAM. I think it's Callum West, who's a first year student. I think we'll be seeing a lot more of his DJing. It's going to be kind of funky. We're going to have, you know, stuff that you can dance to, a bit hip hop. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a fun night.
Yeah, that sounds really exciting. Music is Love has come a really long way in the last 3 years since I guess it started in Phil Tortorelli's flat. But how have you enjoyed your year with Music is Love?
I've really enjoyed my year. As I said, I'm just a first year. So this is my first committee position. I was just elected at the last AGM a couple of weeks ago. But it's a brilliant group of people. I think what they're doing is great. And I think that Music is Love will just get bigger and better. Like, it's a really good committee to be part of. Everyone's very welcoming. We have committee meetings every Tuesday at 6 o'clock, and everyone is welcome to come to that. Everyone is essentially kind of a member of Music is Love and can have their input. So even if you don't have a committee position, that's how I got involved. Just went along, like, just as a person to go to the meetings, and I also met a lot of very nice people through it.
Well, that sounds lovely, and I'm sure that One Water are very excited to be collaborating with you guys. What other events in On the Rocks are you looking forward to personally?
Personally, well, last night I went to see Glengarry Glen Ross at the Byer. It was a play, I know it's produced by Harriet Harper Jones, but it was a brilliant play. It was really, really, really good. It was just, the acting was just incredible. I was really blown away by the standard in St Andrews of the acting and the directing, stage. It was a brilliant play, and we got a free fortune cookie. So,
well, that's always good.
That is always good. If that is not a reason to go, I don't know what is. Obviously, I'm looking forward to the Squeeze 500 event on Sunday, and the Kaylee as well sounds very good. I mean, I think that the programme for On the Rocks looks great, and there's a lot of things to look forward to.
I definitely agree. Well, Anna, thank you very much for your time, and just remind our listeners the time of and place of the event on Friday.
Okay, the event on Friday is at 8:30. It's in Venue 2 in the Union, and it's going to be great, so you better get down there. And you will find us flyering outside the library in various locations. We'll have a huge big bunch of balloons, because the posters have balloons on them. So if you see us, come up, say hi, and we'll tell you any extra info, and look forward to seeing you all there.
So I am here with Emmy Vesenius, who is the new president of the One Water Society here in St Andrews. So Emmy, can you tell me a bit about your collaboration event this Friday with Music is Love?
Okay, yeah, we're doing an event with Music is Love to support the One Water charity. And we have Echofield, a local band here from St Andrews, who's performing. And we also have French Wives, a good band from Glasgow. And I'm really excited about it. It's good to have, I love the collaboration, and I love that it's quite local bands and that we're supporting Scottish ones. So yeah, it starts at 8:30, and you can buy tickets in advance from Taste and also at the door on the night.
Brilliant. So it sounds very exciting. So how have you enjoyed your year with One Water?
I have loved my year with One Water. I joined at Freshers Week and have been active on the committee since the EGM. And from the AGM, I became the president. And I absolutely love it. I love that it's a quite small society and quite a small charity on the global scale as well, which means you get good contact with everyone, both in the St Andrews Society, contact with the foundation, which I think is really cool. And I've loved my time here.
Can our listeners look forward to any events that you have for next year?
For next year? Well, we have now coming up, before we go for the summer, we have our big Swim for Africa, which I think everyone should join in. We are going to try and get a little rivalry between all the sports teams, see who's the strongest team here in St Andrews. And also to raise money for this brilliant cause. And then we have, of course, you should look out for us at Freshers Week. because we're planning on a very nice big setup, so it should be very cool. So look out for us then. And then we have lots of events coming up. We're going to try and maybe do a run, because we have a lot of people who are interested in that, and work with collaborations, do some barbecues maybe, some bake sales like we usually do. You'll watch out, look out for us, because we'll be around.
Fantastic. Well, that sounds very exciting indeed. Would you like to do another musical collaboration, maybe something with Music is Love or maybe the Music Society in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this has been a great, great opportunity, and Music is Love has been amazing about it and really kind of really happy. And I've found throughout my time here that a lot of societies are very happy to collaborate, and it's a very good way of bringing two good things together into one awesome thing. So we'll definitely look into that.
Brilliant. Well, we look forward to seeing that. But just one last question. What other, aside from your awesome event, what other events are you looking forward to in On the Rocks?
Well, I'm looking forward a lot to Sitara on Saturday, because I've been wanting to go to a fashion show now for quite some time, and it's never really worked out for me to go to the other ones, so I'm looking forward to Sitara a lot.
Cool. Thank you ever so much for your time, Emmy.